and Brad Brownell right now, and I know he's busy, so I'm going to try and keep this short today. I just want to talk a little bit about last night. Coach, really appreciate you taking the time to join us. First of all, congratulations. I thought your team really responded in a difficult environment against a really talented team to come back from 20 and take the lead. You know, it's one thing to climb up that hill. It's another to actually get over the top. And I thought your team showed a lot of toughness and grit last night in doing so.
Yeah, thanks, Walt. Yeah, I'm very proud of how we fought. Obviously, wasn't pleased with the way we played early, and yep. Some of that was because of Alabama. They played great. But our guys kind of hung in there, which is good. We've done that, you know, most games this year when we've gotten behind. We've been able to find ways to stay around long enough, and we've been able to win a couple of them here. But last night we just didn't quite make a couple of the plays in the last 2 minutes. We missed a couple free throws and a put back at the rim, and we didn't get a couple stops. And give Alabama credit. Obviously, Filon is a tremendous player, and he was really hard for us to handle, and so was Amari Allen.
Yeah, you know, they hit their first six threes, and you know, and I know they get up to the big lead. I was just writing on social media, just keep playing. I mean, they're not going to hit these shots all night. I thought in the second half it looked like you did more free switching on defense, which I thought cut off some of the drive and kick stuff that they were doing in the first half.
Yeah, we haven't done that a lot, but we did practice it for this game, five-way switching, and we went to it at halftime just to try to get them out of rhythm a little bit. I think it worked really for about the first 8 or 10 minutes of the half. I thought it was really good for us. They made a couple adjustments later, and then it became a little bit of just, one-on-one, you gotta stop them, and we just didn't do a good enough job. And, that part's a little disappointing. But again, that's why they're very good, is you've got a couple of guys that are just elite playmakers and guys that can create their own shot, and those guys beat us down the stretch.
You know, I thought that obviously the three-point shooting wasn't going in, but I thought the second half with the high ball screen action and just sort of attacking the rim relentlessly, you know, they're playing a lot of drop coverage. I just asked how many three-pointers Clemson took in the second half, because I basically didn't remember any, but you shot like 70%, and I would guess the shot chart shows everything within 10 feet of the basket.
Yeah, it's always a little easier sometimes just executing there in front of our bench, where we can help the guys a little bit more and be a little more organized. I thought that helped, especially with young guards. I think sometimes that can be problematic for us a little bit. But the guys did a good job. We executed a bunch of different plays. We went to a couple plays a couple times and got good action. And obviously Nick Davidson played very, very well in the second half, and so we rode that matchup. We thought that was a good matchup for us, that we were not winning in the first half, that, you know, we talked about it at halftime, we had to do something there. And then I thought Dylan Hunter was really good. I thought he made a couple really tough shots there, you know, just at the SEC there in the paint, where you got to make those kind of 8-10 foot floaters.
Yep.
and that kept us alive just long enough to, you know. And then the other big thing is, we talked about this leading into the game, that they're a tremendous offensive rebounding team, they're a very average defensive rebounding team, and that we wanted to crash the boards on offense, which we did, and we got 18 offensive rebounds. The problem was we made poor decisions on some of those and didn't score. And then when we were able to get defensive rebounds, because we knew they crashed, we thought, hey, we're going to get some easy ones if we can get it out quick and get down the floor. And obviously, that's what we did at the beginning of the second half, and that's how we got back in the game.
You know, it's funny, because I talked about this yesterday during the show, the fact that I did not think Alabama was a very good defensive rebounding team. I watched BYU crush them off the I watched Gonzaga crush them off of the offensive glass with EK and Huff. They basically shot till they scored, and it allowed the Zags to win that game. And, you know, even in the first half, when you're struggling shooting the ball, there was one possession. I think he had six shots.
Yeah, we couldn't make any of them. It was frustrating. We, we probably had three or four right there at the rim that we didn't make.
Yep.
For sure. And obviously Cheryl blocked some and did a good job, and we made some poor decisions on bringing them back out. And that's, you hate to have to learn off of those experiences, but hopefully we will, because those are wasted possessions.
You know, we talked about Nick Davidson and what it would take and that he would get going. And last night, as you mentioned, you know, I thought there was a stretch in that second half where you saw the Pete Newell big man camp arsenal because he was sort of turning them every which way but loose, the little left-handed hooks and everything else.
Yeah, he did a lot of nice things. He had a really nice little slip play that we run to get him a little 8 foot on the baseline. He had a beautiful left-hand hook. He had a nice kind of fake drive there, fake handoff drive from the high post, and then he got another one down there deep. So, yeah, we just obviously we need a little more of that, but that was good to see. He wasn't playing well early, and a lot of guys, I put everybody in. It's like I was trying to send a message that we got to wake up here a little bit, so everybody got a chance, and thankfully when we got to the half, we got a little reorganized, and our guys got their second wind, and we played better.
Let me ask you about Zach Foster. I know he didn't shoot the ball particularly well last night, and I know he hurt his hand at the end of the game, and maybe there were a couple opportunities to finish at the rim that maybe the hand affected. But I really felt like when he came in, I thought he changed your level of athleticism and your level of length, and I thought he made an immediate impact just in that regard alone. I mean, he's just special.
Yeah, he's a good player. He really is. And I agree with you 100%. His size, you know, he's 6'5", and he has long arms. He has big hands. And he's improving a lot defensively. I think that's obviously where he had a little work to do. And he's starting to understand some things. He's competing harder. He's fighting over things. You know, he still gets – he fouls a lot. Obviously, some of that he's just not used to it. And so he gets out of position or he slaps down trying to steal. He's a little undisciplined at times, but his length was outstanding. I thought he did a good job on fouling in a lot of ways, and I think his defense is really improving. And, you know, offensively he's so good. He has such great pace. It's just trying to get him to understand how to slow his speeds, change his speeds a little. He still sometimes gets going too fast, and so his decision-making it isn't so much on passing. It's a little bit on passing, but some of his shots. He takes a few shots and runners and shots that maybe aren't the best because he gets going a little too quick. He's got more time than he realizes.
Yeah, and then, as you said, sometimes you just got to give it up to the other side too. I mean, Fallon's a great player. I mean, he's probably going to be a top 15 draft pick whenever that time comes. And I thought you quieted him for a good part of the game, and then, you know, like, great players often do. He came up big at the end when they went to more one-on-one stuff.
Yeah, no question. And I do think we did some good things. Yeah. And then he took over at the end. We didn't do a good job in a couple gap situations. Disappointed our guys' recognition on a couple of those. But that's what happens when the game gets late and it gets a little pressure. You really got to be focused, and your details have got to be on point against the best teams. You just don't have much margin for error. And couldn't quite get it. It was disappointing because we fought so hard, and I think it was 8 minutes to go. We took our first lead, and the game was winnable. We just couldn't quite finish this one like we did against West Virginia and Georgia.
It's just, you know, look, it's so awesome to see this program and the evolution of this program, and you're being chosen to play these big games, and you're competing in all these big games, win or lose. It's just, it's amazing how successful Clemson basketball is right now, and I think the nation knows it and is recognizing it and is recognizing you too, and I think you're well deserving of all that. One more thing. You mentioned Dylan Hunter before. You know, I know there was a stretch before we got into sort of meat and potatoes of the schedule of late where it looked like Dylan was trying to find himself with the other guys. I've thought since the West Virginia game, Georgia, et cetera, and last night, I think Dylan has been remarkable. I spent like 10 minutes talking about him earlier. I just think his floor game, his leadership, his toughness, his ability to get in the paint, I think has all been absolutely huge.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. I think he's had a great 2-3 weeks here where he's taking his game to another level, and it's more just a little bit of everything. I think his shot selection has been good. You know, he's efficiency numbers are terrific. Obviously, he rebounded the ball, had 5 defensive rebounds, 4 assists, no turnovers. I thought he played a phenomenal game last night, as well as the games in Charleston. And it's going to take that from him against these high-level teams. You know, it's it's interesting as we keep going, you know, you find more and more out about your group. And, you know, the one thing that's funny is just, I think they're surprised at how competitive and how high level athletically that these games are. You know, we have a lot of guys that are, this is kind of an up in level for them. And so I think it's been a little eye opening. I think yesterday was eye opening at the beginning of the game at how fast Alabama was for some of our guys. And it was like, before we could look up, we were, you know, they've made four threes and we're down, you know, down 14. And it's a little bit like, hey guys, we got to wake up to the situation here a little bit. And, you know, that's where RJ and Dylan are really trying to make our guys understand. And I think that's vital. But you know, we've got to learn these lessons quick, because this is basically what every game is like. And we kind of told our guys that, like, hey guys, the Charleston tournament, like, that's pretty much regular season ACC games. Get used to it. You know, everything comes down to the last few minutes. You got to make a lot of plays, and you got to play extremely hard. So our team's growing. We're getting better. And, you know, last night I hope will be another good learning lesson for us.
You just sound a little like Gene in Hoosiers.
Our team's growing. I'd love for the season to end like that. That's right. That'd be terrific.
That's right. All right, let's turn the page. I'm only going to keep you a couple more minutes. I appreciate the time today. Let's talk about BYU and this opportunity in the Garden. I mean, the Mecca basketball. I mean, what an opportunity against another great and extremely talented team. And you know, this team has a lot of answers as well. And DeBonsa is a super freak, and the Kaita kid has a body like RJ does. And then, you know, the shooting of Richie Saunders, and it's tough. And the right kid who's quick and athletic.
Yeah, you're making me start already. Actually, I've still been I've been analyzing the Alabama game. I've watched it like four times today. And, you know, fast forward, rewind, trying to figure out all my clips to show our players and notes and staff meetings. I haven't even watched BYU. I've obviously watched them earlier this season, and as you mentioned, they're probably even more talented than Alabama. They're about as talented as anybody in the country. As you mentioned, they got shooting. They got great point guard play. They've got a special freshman that might be the first pick in the draft. Kaita inside is a monster rebounder. I mean, they're just a complete team. But what an opportunity for our guys. I mean, to go to Madison Square Garden, it's, you know, for them to be able to say that they did that and tell their sons one day that they played there in the Mecca of basketball, as you call it, which is true. It's just, you know, and obviously I'm proud of what it means for our program to get invited to the Jimmy B Classic. It speaks to our recent success and what we've been able to do. It's good for the program. And it's funny, we got a lot of Clemson folks going. I'm not sure if they're more excited to go to watch us play BYU or just to go hang out in New York for a couple of days. And my wife's even leaving on Saturday with a group of people to go up there and shop and just have a good time for, you know, I told her, honey, it's like a business trip. We'll be there Monday night. You know, there Tuesday and back home Tuesday night. There's no like socializing for us. It's actually kind of a crazy week. We're in finals week, so we got a lot going on here this weekend and next week to try to get ready. But it'll be an unbelievable opportunity. Can't wait to get a chance to coach there again.
Tell her to stay away from the guys with the long coats and the 40 watches that they're trying to sell.
Yeah. Well, my two daughters are going with her, so I think it's going to be an expensive trip for me.
It's a Rolex, Coach. It's actually not a Rolex. It's actually not a Rolex. All right. So, yeah, so you're just getting into the BYU thing, but yeah, just it's as you said, it's a lifetime memory, the opportunity to play at Madison Square Garden, so many great names, so much storied history in that building. And in the history of the Garden in general, and just a tremendous opportunity for you and your team. And it's an honor. Like you said, it's an honor. Yeah. Is Connecticut playing before you?
After, I think. I think it's Florida and Connecticut after us.
Okay.
So, obviously, two great games. And so, you know, I think the place should be jumping. It should be fun. It'll be great. Great opportunity. And we got to get ourselves ready, and we'll start that tomorrow.
Yep, I've been really excited about this since I first knew that it was going to happen, and even more excited now. Congratulations, Coach. I really think it was a tremendous effort against Alabama last night. I thought your team showed a lot of heart, grit, determination, and it's great to be a part of games like this, win or lose them. It's part of the growing process So congratulations to you and your team, and can't wait to see you play at the Garden against BYU.
Okay. Thanks, Walt. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Yeah. Honestly, since I saw this on the schedule, I was incredibly excited because BYU is hyper-talented. Again, Coach has said, I think they're more talented than Alabama. And again, you're going to play them in Madison Square Garden. This is Clemson basketball. You know, think about some of the history of this. It's not good, all right? Think about some of the history of Clemson basketball. Think about Larry Shyatt. Think about the possibility of Clemson basketball playing in Madison Square Garden against the BYU team as the top 10 team. It just never would have happened without Brad Brownell. So it's an exciting time to be a Clemson basketball fan, that's for sure. It just seems to get better and better. And that's despite having an entirely new team this year.